Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is September 30th, 2025. The time is 10:02 a.m. Congressman Keene, would you like to say the prayer for us today?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, and I ask you to just please watch over our mourners. I want you to also lay your healing hand on those families, Lord. Today is the National Day of Remembrance for our Indian boarding schools. We ask that you please just comfort those that suffer from generational trauma for seeing their little ones be taken and never come home, Lord. We ask that you just lift any burdens anyone has, spoken or unspoken. Just give us peace and just guide us into the future, Lord. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Second Speaker Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Hamilton, pardon me, Congressman Tillman. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present, we do have a quorum. We are now in approval of the Day 24 Journal. Please take a moment to review the journal, September 29th, 2025.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Motion to approve the journal as presented.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The Day 24 Journal has been approved. We are now in reports of select committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, and colleagues, and those listening in.
And hello there, sir.
The Appropriations Committee met to discuss ONCA 2569, which is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the executive branch for the rental assistance program and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Final committee action do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, and Rivard. We also discussed ONCA 2590, which is an act to appropriate to the Osage LLC the amount of $7,351,000 for Skyway 36 and Lost Creek Ranch to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Final committee action do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, Rebard. Appropriations also discussed ONCA 2593, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. On the sponsor. Final committee action do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, and Rebard. We also discussed 25105, which is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,250,000 to Monzeska ODOTC, place to borrow money as unrestricted loan capital, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Shaw. Final committee action do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, and Rebard. We also discussed ONCA 25112, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,600,000 to the Gray Horse Five-Man Board for expansion of the Gray Horse Arbor and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Final committee action do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Rebard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. Lastly, we discussed 25114, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $372,500 to the Hominy Dugout Club and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Final committee action. Do pass with amendments. Voting yes. Rebard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rebard. Congresswoman Goodfox?
I'm going to wait for my motion. Sorry. I'm going to wait for more reports to be read out.
Thank you. We are now in reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Rebard. Do you have a report for Commerce?
At this time, Speaker, I do not.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to Health and Social Services, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, Mr. Deere. The Health and Social Service Committee met this morning on ONCA 2589, an act to amend Chapter 17 of Title 26 to allow the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund to be utilized for the purchase of home-installed generators. The sponsor is Congressman Joe Tillman, co-sponsor John Maker. The final committee action is do pass. The voting results were yes votes from Big Horse, Lemon, Maker, Hamilton, one absent, Redcorn. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Congresswoman Rebard.
Thank you. Speaker, I stand corrected. Thank goodness for our clerks. The Commerce and Gaming Committee met yesterday to discuss ONCR 2520, which is a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2026. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. The final committee action was due pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes, Big Horse, Good Fox, Hamilton, Redcorn, and Rebard, and Congressman Keene was absent. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rebard. We are now on introduction of bills and or resolutions. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCR 2520, ONCA 2569, ONCA 2590, ONCA 2593, ONCA 25112, ONCA 25114, and ONCA 2589 to third reading on tomorrow's agenda following engrossment.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes.
Point of inquiry.
Congresswoman.
Speaker, I'm just trying to find out if those were just the ones that were reported out of committee through the committee reports right now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Members, at this time, we are going to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and go to motions and notices. We do have a guest with us today. Mr. Joe Deere is a member of the Cherokee Nation Council. He is seeking to serve as the NCAI Eastern Region Representative, and he is asked to address us today. Mr. Deere, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. Deputy Chief Walker, Congress. I am here today seeking re-election. As you guys know, I was elected 2 years ago representing Osage Nation and the other 19 federally recognized tribes of the Eastern Region for NCI. With NCI being around 80 years, we are the voice with 12 executive to DC. So when I was elected to office, I heard from you guys, from the chiefs all the way to Chickasaw Nation, a very important issue that we had, and that was getting rid of the people in NCAI that were fake groups. And you know, Cherokee Nation has had over 425 people that have tried to start their own groups. So we started a task force, and we went all across the country and assigned chiefs to be on this task force. It's made up of 12 different chiefs and deputy chiefs. And we, not only did we go through the whole membership, we put them in three different categories. One that we knew could not pass the test of membership, the second one that needed more information, and the third one was everybody else. We did not want to just target those groups. We wanted to do a full evaluation of that. So it wasn't like we were targeting anybody. So at this point, I can say we've had two meetings, and we're not saying we kicked them out. We just not allow them to re-register for NCAI, and that has been over 60 different groups. So we have changed that dynamics for Indian Country to DC. So I think we're making progress as far as that. We have one more item to do before annual. Annual is coming up, and that is in Seattle, and it's November 16th through the 21st at the Seattle Convention Center. We'll have over 60 resolutions that we are going to be looking at that are going to come out of committee, health, finance, land, resource. So I'm inviting you to get a hotel. It is re-election all the way from president to all the area and regional VPs. So I'll be asking for your support again for that. I have talked to the administration, so that's why I'm addressing you as a separate body, asking for your support as well. What we have been working on, since we do have a new administration in the White House, you guys have seen that. We live in a different world 10 seconds ago. Every day we wake up, we don't know what's going to happen. So at NCAI, we have had several meetings, several trips to DC. For example, the Job Corps, when they tried to get rid of the Job Corps funding, we automatically wrote letters, and we have had to amend and amend and amend to stop those, and had New York do an injunction so we could get that money back to supply our youth and our adults with jobs and Job Corps. That is one of the first things. The other ones you've heard about, NABS, the boarding schools. Both my parents were boarding school parents. And we did a NABS resolution as well. We did sacred sites. We did language because we were getting attacked. And you guys, as well as me, know that Native and Indigenous communities from here to New Zealand were getting attacked with these. So we had to put our footprint down as NCAI to represent Indigenous people across the country to let them know this isn't a choice you make. This is an obligation. This is part of our treaties. This is our laws. This is our land, our water. And we have made that. And we now have a significant footprint in D.C. when we do write those letters. They know those letters are coming not just as a small group, but as an entire Indigenous community. I also am the international chair for NCAI, so I have got to go to New Zealand, because what happens in the U.S. usually takes 15 months, and you see it around the country. So you saw what happened in New Zealand when the parliament wanted to get rid of the treaty. I went over there. They asked for us to step in as NCAI to give them a solution. So we wrote a letter, and we sent them a solution. And Mary took that to the parliament. That's the one you see them tore it up. And they knew that they had reached out to other people, not just in New Zealand, the NCAI, to Canada, to, you know, Mexico. We've talked to governors, because we see what happens when people attack Native community. We come together better as one. And we have now made that footprint NCAI. So I just want to say thank you, asking for your support. I hope to see you guys there. And, you know, and together we work better together. So I say Wado and Way went off. I got. And I'll take any questions. You have any questions?
Members, Congresswoman Good Fox.
I don't have a question. I just have a comment. I regularly attend NCAI and have since I've held my seat with this body, and you do a really great job, and just know that it's appreciated. You are actually the only representative that we have ever had come, and you've come multiple times to keep us informed. You do a really great job. Is Brad still?
Kills Crow, yes.
Yeah, still with your, he's still, is he an alternate?
He's the alternate.
Alternate, yes.
And he will be stepping down. Okay. Because his schedule has gotten really busy. As you know, as a chief, he's all over.
Yeah.
And we're recommending expanding, because I'm a community guy. So I, you know, I'm part of, Cherokee Nation's part of the five civilized tribes. So we've reached out to the nine tribes to get a representative from them to be my alternate. Mm-hmm. And they have talked about Chris Samples, the deputy chief, had be taking over that role for Brad. And we have talked to Brad about that, because he came to me and said, my schedule is really busy. I cannot commit to that, and I respect that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you guys have done a good job, and your meetings, when you have them, when we're at NCAI for our region, are well attended, and you provide good information. And listen, I think that at the very least, I'm going to tell you, I support you, because the issues that we had facing us down in New Orleans with these other tribes, and it was very it became very heated, very, very heated. I think you guys have done a good job, and you handled that really well. And I was happy with, your all's representation. So thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Deere, thank you so much for being here today. And I would just like to echo what Congresswoman Good Fox says. And I too have been fortunate enough to attend NCAI and seeing you in action, and I appreciate everything that you do for this area. So keep doing a good job. We support you, and thank you for being here. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Good Fox. Yes. Okay. Congresswoman Ray Corn.
Yes, Speaker. Do you want me to read in my bill right this minute?
Yeah.
Or were you going to do that for me since I'm virtual?
You can do okay. So virtually, so if you would, go ahead.
Happily, thank you. I'd like to read in ONCR 25-25, a resolution to approve the FY 2026 Osage Nation Tribal Transportation Program Plan.
Thank you, Congresswoman Reford.
Thank you. Okay, Speaker, I'm reading in ONCR 25-26, which is a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2026 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Thank you.
Yeah. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCR 2525 and ONCR 2526 to third reading on tomorrow's agenda following engrossment.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. We're now on general order, day one, second reading. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 2596, ONCA 25118, and ONCA 25121 to third reading on tomorrow's agenda following engrossment.
Second.
Speaker.
Got it?
Okay. Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Rickhorn.
It cut out there for just a second, but a point of order on 2596 that was just moved to tomorrow's agenda. I have concern that it maybe needs to be taken care of today because that is our big tribal bill. I don't know how that affects funding, being that it'll be done on the first day of the fiscal year if it's put out tomorrow and signed tomorrow.
Thank you for bringing up that point of order.
I withdraw my motion and I will restate motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 2596 to third reading on today's agenda following engrossment.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Congresswoman Good Fox.
I will make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 25118 and ONCA 25121 to third reading on tomorrow's agenda following engrossment.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes. Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Move to recess to the call of the speaker for the purposes of engrossment.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Any
opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you.